A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome to the Luca Pete Show. It's Monday. It is Monday. There's no denying it. Monday the 28th. If you're listening to it on a Monday, you could be listening to it later. Or we heard the back end of the last show on Thursday. A lad who'd listened to like fucking 10 hours of us in a row or something wild like that.
I think it was a bit longer than that.
Good Lord.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. Monday the 28th of November. We are hurtling towards another Christmas period. And at this moment in time, you will be in America? Or you'll be in kind of...
Pre-recording this one because I'll be in the US.
We can't record it after the show comes out. That wouldn't work because of time.
Can't happen.
But so we got to record. I mean, everything's a pre-record, really, isn't it?
It is.
We would usually get them out a bit quicker,
What I wanted to say though was, you know, one of the last things I did before I flew out.
Put your hand you were in the airport and there was like a sharp spin, so people throw their diabetic needles on. You just jammed your hand in it and went,
this is a pre-record, I haven't gone yet.
Oh, sorry, I'm going.
Confused yourself with the timeline of how the world works.
What
you've said there would have been in the future.
Okay, so you don't even know what you're doing. So do that then.
No, if you're going to
I'm giving you advice. Put your hand in the diabetic needle syringe thing.
If you're going to answer using those parameters, yeah, it's going to be a really tricky show.
Slap the captain.
No, what I did, I fly out tomorrow as time recording. I went to go see Stuart Lee on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, cool.
It was great.
Lovely.
It was really good. It's brilliant.
What is the title of the show? Have I seen it? Listened to it illegally and bootleggedy?
It's brand new.
Yeah, I know, but people fucking bootleg stuff. It's insane. They're always like very keen to bootleg and put it on YouTube, but they are not on nodding terms with modern recording devices. iPhone in the pocket. They seem to think that's acceptable.
It's like saying you're going to go and arm rob somewhere, but just use a banana. If you're going to do it properly. Yeah. You know, how big is a Zoom recorder these days? Tiny.
Quite actually, and no one's frisking you.
No, they're not. It's called Tornado, I think.
Okay, heard it? I think I have heard bits of it.
It's really good. I would recommend it. I know it's boring hearing other people talk about stand-up comedy, but I am not generally a stand-up comedy fan.
You hate stand-up comedy. What's going on there?
Well, I do like Stuart Lee, though.
You're going loopy.
Well, I just fancied it.
Right, just fancied it.
I tricked myself to a night out, mate. It's not just you who likes to go out painting the town red all the time, by which I mean going to a stand-up comedy show at 7... having one beer and being home by 9:45, which is basically what I did. But it was good.
Good.
Really good. He spent quite a lot of his time taking the piss out of other comics, which I liked.
Yeah.
Again, he's got that stage of his career now.
Because you don't like him, so.
Yeah, but he's got that stage of his career now where he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Which I think is always enjoyable,
but I think he does everything with a bit of a... I don't think he does it with a tug in the cheek. I just think he's done so much slating of people. People don't seem to mind, I don't think. So.
Well, do you reckon? Because he spent a lot of his time, well, not a lot of his time, but a bit of his time slagging off Richard Herring, his erstwhile comedy partner. And I did some Googling. It was very funny. I did some Googling afterwards trying to work out if there's a legitimate feud or not, but I couldn't work it out.
I'm sure they're fine. I'm sure if anyone's going to take an offence, it's going to be and not see the bigger picture. I would say it's probably Richard Herring. Because he does have... Who was that guy he used to do a Six Music show with?
Who? Stuart Lee?
No, Richard Herring. He was kind of like a Stuart McCorney character, but he used to do a radio show with that guy.
Oh, was it Andrew Collins?
Andrew Collins. Yeah. And they had like a little duo going. And obviously, like, Richard Herring has other things on. You know, he's a stand-up, he's got different eyes in his fire. But I remember... they had a bit of a falling out because Andrew Collins is a straight DJ, and when there was cover over Christmas or whatever, they gave Andrew Collins solo cover rather because it's expensive, and they fell out over it, and I think they got back together, but it was just a very public bit of fucking, like, two men just getting, like, yeah. one man getting upset about the other one. And obviously a lot of his stand-up was talking about how he was the lesser successful one out of him and Stuart Lee, and the less talented, and I think Richard Herring did a joke on his Leicester Square podcast, and he's very good. I always, you know, since fucking Fist of Fun, I love that duo, and I love what they both do. But he got very upset because, Stephen Merchant, because he had Stephen Merchant on the show, and Stephen Merchant basically said, Richard Herring said to Stephen Merchant, what's it like being the least successful one of a comedy duo? Yeah. Obviously being self-effacing, because he's also the least successful one of a comedy duo. And he didn't clock that's what he was talking about, right. or maybe didn't know that he used to be in a comedy pairing with Stuart Lee, right. and got really, really sour about it.
It's just men it's just being men. Offended. Yeah.
Men, because I've started watching Grand Designs a lot. Right? I love Grand Designs. And it's just McLeod going around going, just at the start being quite positive about it, but then suddenly going, I mean, this isn't going to be finished for Christmas, is it? Rubbish.
But that's the secret to the success of that show, in my view.
Mm.
Because, I mean, on that Collins and Herring thing, yeah, I just looked it up, and Richard Herring released a statement saying, we're not doing it anymore, down to me being slightly offended by something he has done. And then Andrew Collins saying, Richard is cross that I've agreed to do a show on Six Music without him. And that was it. Like, we fucking hell. But anyway, on the Grand Designs thing, I've suspected that about Herring. I'm not really a big fan of his. I like Stuart Lee, but I don't really like Richard Herring. Anyway, the Kevin McLeod thing on Grand Designs, I watch it all the time. And what it struck me once as to why I liked it, and it's great looking at the big houses. It's nice. It's an interesting thing anyway.
Yeah.
And it's always beautifully shot, and it's a really painstakingly put together show, I think. Mm. But the reason it's so successful is exactly because of what you just described there. No one else on TV making sort of lifestyle programs is anything other than like saccharine sweet nice all the time. And he's actually really honest.
Yeah.
And sometimes even back in the day, I don't know if he still does this, I haven't seen him do it for a while. Mate, back in the day, he would walk into a home built across 2 years at a cost of £2 million, £500,000 of which was over budget, with two stressed normal people with two kids, right, as normal as you get being on Grand Designs.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd go, well, I don't like this. It's the last thing you want to hear.
So I don't know whether this is a different kind of Grand Designs, because they revisit things that have gone fucking a right shit stage.
Oh,
is that what normal Grand Designs is?
No.
Right. They have an idea, they plan it, they make it, it's stressful, it takes longer and costs more than they expect. But these ones are like, I visited them 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 15 years ago.
Right.
And this is what shit state it still is, or shit state it's not still is, or he's managed to rescue the thing. And like, so all of this season has just been, and I assume that's what Grand Design was, men who will not fucking walk away from their own egos. They've got a plan, they're going to fucking do it, and they're going to tank their relationships with everyone they fucking know.
The best, the great kind of red flag is they'll plan it at the start, and they'll go, right, yeah, and so we need a project manager for this, and then they said they couldn't get a project manager, and then they go, and this is the fatal flaw. They'll go, I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, and then
you won't do it yourself, because those three massive hairy ass Bulgarian builders over there are pouring the concrete, they don't respect you. And they're gonna do whatever they want, and it's not gonna be even when it's done.
No,
and you won't even be a fucking,
and you won't even know it's not. You won't even know whether it is or not. And and it's always, and it cut to the whole family and extended family putting Wattle and Daub on the wall. You're going, well, I mean, the builders have left, and the weather's turned, and it's just a building site, and now everyone has to put dirt and straw on the wall because I wanted an eco home, Luke.
Jonty has since given up his job as an independent financial advisor is now running the project full time.
I mean, and to be fair, these lads, they have no fucking history in this thing at all. They usually fucking work in the city or whatever, and because they are bigger boys, they just go, right, I'm going to fucking do it, and they fucking do it themselves most of the time. But it takes everything they've got, every last penny, every relationship. There's so many divorces where they've divorced and they're selling off the property because they can't afford it anymore. And it was just like, oh, mate, what are you doing? Just walk away. Cut your losses. You've fucked it.
I would approach the building of my own home the way that Boris Johnson approached being a Prime Minister of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. I want to do it.
Mm.
I want to have done it.
Mm.
But I don't want the bit in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the budgeting, like, just budget for twice what you think it's going to cost, and just budget for the time. You are not going to be in the house by Christmas. It never fucking happens, and the weather always turns. You're in bloody England.
Yeah,
you're in bloody Britain. It's going to be shit.
I would pay a decent proportion of my own quite small wealth.
Yeah.
To see you build your own home.
Oh, it'd be brilliant. I've got fucking... I just...
Because even if you did it well, the end result would still be hilarious to me because your idea of what a good house is would be amazing to me.
So many plug points.
Yeah.
Plug
yeah.
points on every...
Has anyone ever done a wall which is just power points?
You know that 50 hertz hum you just sometimes hum, yeah, hear? Yeah. It would just, there'd be so many wires in the wall. It would be warm. Yeah. It would be like underground heating, but it'd just be electricity. It'd be 240 volts grey wiring.
Oh,
it just gets really
God.
Hot. But like... I was looking at fucking roof ladders this week because the TV aerial's come down. It's just it's so windy on the coast. Who could have known? And the TV aerials are going up the coast, and now it's flapping around. I'm like, oh God! Right,
well, have you still got an aerial on your house?
We don't necessarily need it, to be honest.
No.
I don't think. I don't think anybody
does.
But
down there,
but take it down or well. Yeah, you still. I think it's still nice to have a little bit of a backup because internets can go down.
Can I have a theory? Can I just give you a theory about what I think's happening here?
Oh, I'm going to fall off the roof and die.
No, well, I'm not saying you did a full fucking rod hole, but you
right.
might.
Yeah.
But I've never known someone to speak so often about things that have gone wrong with their house when they've bought it, right?
And I've never had to worry about it before.
No,
you know what I mean?
But I think you are confecting them. I think
right.
certain things are happening and you just let
oh, do you think
go.
I'm manifesting them?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sort of like, I'm glad I made that guttering just absolutely.
Well, I can definitely imagine you being in the, I'm not saying you have done this, but I can definitely imagine you being, say, in the living room and the part that you've got access to is out all day and you're a bit bored. You're like Alan on Bank Holiday Monday. And rather than go to the BP garage and buy 40 glass, you know, bottles of windscreen washer fluid, you've seen a tiny little loose piece of wallpaper.
Yeah.
And it's preyed on your mind for about an hour. You've gone and done other stuff, but you've kept coming back to it. And eventually, after a few hours, you just pulled it and you've pulled all the wallpaper off, the plaster off.
That was a load-bearing bit of wallpaper.
And it's become a project.
Yeah, and then you come to me
and go, oh, do you know what? Bloody a nightmare the weekend. Yeah. I'm about to replaster the living room. Yeah, but why? You're not saying why you've
had
to do
always,
it.
I've said it before. There's just always... And you talk to any dad and they go, why would they do that? That's ridiculous. Toilet door... Just as, like, there's three hinges, I've talked about before, and they put one screw in each rather than the requisite six in each hinge.
So put more screws in there.
Why do they do this? Why is there only one screw? They went, one, two, three, that's a hung door, laters.
See you later.
Peace out.
I guess because they're selling it, they didn't want to waste any screws on an old house. But be honest with yourself, though, are you exacerbating a lot of these problems, do you think?
No, I don't think, I genuinely don't think I am. I'm doing my best. And I'm learning stuff. I'm learning how to mix concrete.
Because if the TV aerials come down, that's one thing. But if it's come down because you got up on the roof trying to do a wrestling move onto the trampoline and you kicked it, that's your fault.
Don't have a trampoline. I'll make that very clear.
Because it's been the picket fence. It's now the TV aerials.
But these are all things that it's just maintenance. They've not maintained it or they've maintained it and they've done it cheaply. So now I'm having to fucking deal with someone else's cheaping out.
Why are you taking your jacket
off? I'm fucking angry. So I'm going to karate chop it.
That's a nice lining on that jacket, by the way.
Yeah, it is actually.
Where'd you get that from?
River Island.
It's actually very nice.
That's quite nice,
yeah. Yeah, very nice.
Don't mind it.
We just decided that we're going to decorate four rooms in our house.
What's your court? I'll beat it.
I'm not interested in you beating it. I'll pay more. I want to pay more.
For the water balloon with gloss ped.
I want to. Maybe on the phone. Pete's outside. Pete's outside the house. He's got a ladder.
He's got a broom with a brush on the end.
I think it's Pete. I can't see under all the dust sheets. But we also, you know, we had our bathroom done. A lot of it's a bit of it settled and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And,
yeah. Shower tray?
No, because it's in the bath.
Bath.
Yeah.
Is bath settled?
No.
Toilet? Do you need a shim in your toilet? Do you need a shim? Level it up so it doesn't wobble around?
Stop doing this. But anyway, so it's under warranty and stuff. There's a couple of bits that need doing. Called up the guy who installed it and he answered. He goes, oh yeah, I've had the contract with Wix terminated, so I can't help you anymore. You need to speak to them.
Brilliant.
Great.
Brilliant, yeah. Great.
So I've got to go around the houses, take photos of all sorts.
I wonder why it's been terminated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, it's funny you should mention that. That's what I'm calling.
The bath's in the fucking front room. Yeah. That's not subsidence or settling. That's just it's just falling through the fucking floor.
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
I've got to try and ring up. It's just fucking consumer rights, isn't it? It's watchdog. I've got. I took out an insurance.
You're Dominic Littlewood.
An insurance, but who's that?
It's a little fellow with a ball. Little ball fellow.
I've not watched Watchdog in just a long time.
Little ball fellow.
Dominic. Oh, the ex burglar.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
If it's who I think it is it ex-burglar? ex-burglar? Let's type that in. Let's find out.
Is this
Feet the burglar. Oh, he employed the services of an ex-burglar. I thought he was the burglar.
He's a journalist, I think.
Ah.
Just what are you thinking? Because he's little, he can get through gaps.
I thought he might. He looks like a. He's from Southend.
I know, yeah.
He was a right, short talks like that. So yeah. I presumed he. Because he was always talking about beating the house with burgling. I thought he was the burglar. Ah.
What were you going to say? You've got to call someone?
Say again.
You said you've got to call someone.
I've got my big heavy Samsung Galaxy folders. I've dropped it loads of times and it's smashed everywhere. But I took out an insurance on it doing just that because I know what I'm like.
Oh,
and
my
I don't
God.
Generally respect phone cases. And now I've got to ring a number and go through Allianz Insurance and go, the new phone.
What phone are you using at the moment then?
I'm using the same one. I've just not got around to ringing it, to be honest. It's just. I don't know, how do we live our lives? We're just constantly so summing.
You shouldn't be paying
fucking summing.
A lot of money for
I've ordered a ladder, it didn't turn up. So I got to get my gutter in, I fixed me. I stood on it. I stood on it. I told you about my gutter in. I showed you a video of the water pissing out of it.
Yeah.
And then that's making damp downstairs. All this stuff, buyer beware. Where was that on the fucking survey?
How did the gutter in break?
I don't know. I think we just had a few too many torrents. Apparently, they didn't put enough. Like you have those gutters and you have those big bulby bits that helps alleviate the pipe. So you're not just getting loads of water down the pipes at the same time.
Yeah,
it gives you a bit of protection. There's none of that installed.
Right. You know, last time I had a problem with leaking, it cost me $3,500.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm trying to prevent that. To be honest, I'm trying to keep the water off the wall. I'm trying to keep the water off the wall.
I think you are exacerbating these problems.
I'm not. I'm just looking at them and doing the best I can.
You shouldn't have three problems at the same time with your home.
Yeah.
I made a reference earlier that you laughed at me for.
Right.
Where I said it's like the Money Pit with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And you laughed and said no one in the room can remember the Money Pit because we don't remember the Money Pit.
We don't. We were watching it on television. So that would have been 5 years after it came out. When did it come out?
1986.
1986? Yeah. That's late. Wow. Okay, fair.
Poorly. One of the few examples of a poorly reviewed Tom Hanks film.
Okay. What was that sexy one he did?
Yeah, you that kept talking about that.
Yeah, I just find, whenever I think of, bearing in mind, he's been working since the 80s to the 2020s, like ages. And all I can think of is a shitty film in the 80s he did about a stag do. When I
typed that into Google, the first result I got back was an article called The Curiously Sexless Tom Hanks, where he never really does stuff.
Like... Bachelor Party, sex film.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
sex
that.
Sex comedy film from 1984.
You're completely right. I forgot
the
Tom Hanks.
The film revolves around a bachelor party that a group of men throw for their friend Rick. On the eve of his wedding, and whether he can remain faithful to his fiancée, Debbie.
Yeah, because he's the bachelor in it, I remember.
Yes, okay. Yeah,
it's kind of like an 80s, kind of Saturday Night Live Belushi-type romp in the style of Very Bad Things in the 90s.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, the woman out of it is dead. She died of a... Oh. Dilated cardiomyopathy. Mm.
Let's have a break.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We're back! I hope you enjoyed those adverts for mirtazapine, alprazolam, acetaminophen, pregabalin, and hydrocodone.
First of all, don't read out the medication report of a woman who's died. That's disrespectful.
I will. The Orange County Coroner's Office needs to know
if you are
about their fine
it,
works.
Don't do it in that accent. What accent was that? You changed about four times. One of them was like a robot Popeye.
Because when I read like Japanese words, when I read Japanese words, I read it syllable by syllable because that's how they write it. So I'm usually better at reading stuff out. But that was, yeah, it was a shit show that.
Japanese isn't relevant.
Alprazolam. Acetaminophen. Acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
Acetylene alcohol. Acetaminophen. Acetaminophen.
What are you doing?
It's paracetamol.
I know.
I shouldn't be in the coroner's report. Everyone's got a bit of paracetamol in them.
What do you do on the Luca Peach? You have to read out coroner's reports. That really?
Fucking, that'll be the next thing. So after true crime, true coroner's reports.
Arguing about coroner's reports. Goodness
out sake. Of all of those drugs I read out, what do you think was the most important?
There was a brilliant Tim Key poem the other day. It was about podcasting, and it's a parody poem that he writes. It's a comedy poem that he writes. And I genuinely thought to myself, that would make a good podcast. I'd be up for that.
I love his poems.
Yeah, it's
good.
Brilliant. Should we do an email while we're here? What about our friend Paul, who's been in touch? Do you want to read that one, Peter?
Paul,
don't say yeah if you're not going to do it.
I was still looking at the coroner's report. I think it's mirtazapine. I think one of the pins. Well, they gave before we lost the dog. The dog wasn't eating quite so much, so they give them antidepressants to stimulate their appetite a little bit.
Yeah,
and add one. It's fine. Fell asleep. Hey, Luca Pete. After hearing about the person swallowing all the batteries, I thought I'd share some of my wife's stories from her job working in a gastrointestinal lab.
Okay.
We now live in Fort Worth, Texas, and while her job largely deals with nasty things, it does have some cool aspects. For example, did you know that when they're sticking a camera up and down your insides, if they find a polyp, they laser it off and then tattoo your insides so they can see if there's been any further growth since the last time they looked.
Incredible.
That's clever.
Very good.
Clever, clever, clever. I was in a thing where a woman was, she didn't describe it, but she just said, I couldn't do a certain thing because I had medical malpractice. I experienced some medical malpractice, right? And I could only think of that bad surgeon who used to cauterize his name on the side of people's livers. Do you remember that guy?
Wow.
He would use a cauterizing wand, like, you know, the thing that just burns fucking.
Yeah, I know what that is. Yeah.
He would write his, like, put his initials on someone's liver or kidneys.
One of the most egotistical things I've ever heard.
It's amazing, isn't it? Amazing.
He got struck off for that, presumably.
Yeah, yeah, when they found it. I mean, you would only need.
How would you find out, though?
I mean, I guess if it's really heavy scar tissue, could you see it on an X-ray? You probably could, couldn't you? If it was quite deep.
A perfect crime, then, is it?
No, exactly. I mean, if anyone else. You've already got trouble there. If someone opens it up to fix it, you've got someone's bloody initials there.
I would have just done the S they used to do on the desks in exams in the 90s.
I would have drawn a little nosy.
Yeah.
Anyway, the story I really wanted to tell, Paul says, is one day as her shift was coming to an end, they got an emergency case arrive from the ER. Someone had swallowed 9 nails, the sort of nails you would hammer into a wall, and they needed to get them out. Rather than cut the person open, they put a long magnet with a camera down the person's throat and very carefully removed each nail, one at a time, while trying not to cut the person on the way out. I thought this might be in your wheelhouse. If you're ever in Texas, come down to the stockyards for some cowboying.
I'd love to see you cowboying.
I hope it's just... that could be anything.
Sex move, or is it?
Sounds
a cowboy.
You do in sort of like a lot of cities, and certainly in Texas, like they'll just have bars that are just cowboy bars.
Yeah.
And weirdly, it was skew younger than what you think. You would imagine like older people line dancing, but it's not. Young kids with fucking Stetsons and full double denim are like dancing around with their fingers looped through their belt loops and stuff.
It's their culture, though.
It's mad, though, isn't it? It's mad. But young people.
But you don't just become a cowboy at 60, do you?
No, know, but it's kind of like you would think that they would. It wouldn't be cool. You know what I mean?
What do you know about being cool?
I don't know. What do I know about being a cowboy? I don't know. I do not know.
So you're trying to. So I think what you're. But being a cowboy is actually a profession.
It is, yeah, but like not in downtown Houston, you would imagine.
Well, I've just popped in. You don't live in London, you're here today.
That's true.
You live in Leon C, miles out of the way.
On my country pile, it's rapidly falling to bits around me.
Yeah, you're like one of those old aristocrats that's got no money but loads of land in the state, and you're just rapidly trying to put your fingers in dams all over the place trying to fix stuff.
If only I had no money, I wouldn't be able to ruin all of the things in my house.
Francis Fulford, that's you. Do you remember him?
No.
Francis Fulford is a family called the Fulfords, and there was a Channel 4 documentary called The Fucking Fulfords.
Right.
And there were these awful aristocratic, like hapless family
who had
inherited this. Well, because I think what happens is, I might have got the details wrong here, but I think I'm right in saying what happens here in these kind of situations is they will just get left a rural county seat or whatever. And they had this like 14th century castle that had just been given to them so they were aristocratic, but they're completely hapless. They've got no trade, no job, nothing.
And they wouldn't even know how to go because they wouldn't even know where to start.
No, exactly. But the castle in this case had fallen to such disrepair. I think they were only using like four rooms anyway.
The
documentary film crew would go into one room and it'd just be full of like, I don't know, like
mice and soil. Yeah. And like, no floorboards.
And like animal droppings and stuff.
Magnetism.
And so it was all about them having ideas about how to raise money to restore the estate.
Right. So that's probably why they were doing the documentary.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So they would do, they'd do like a car boot sale, but then like only four cars would turn up and it would be like £10 a car or something. They were just completely hapless.
Right.
That's how I imagine you when you get on the train back to wherever you're going.
Yeah, go back to my little house. Yeah.
I think it fits the bill perfectly. So what I'm trying to say is cowboys are, it's a profession. So they're on the ranch. So some of these ranches are huge, right?
Yeah.
They've got to try and rustle some cows. Not rustle them, because I think that means
steal them. Yeah.
But get them going. Peter, there's also an email here from our friend. And the reason I want to read this email out is because I don't know, based on what I've read and how he's written it, whether Dom has missed the most extraordinary detail of an email that is possible to miss. He says, "Hello to Luke and the Pete. Love the show. Been listening since the beginning. Unless this was mentioned in an episode or two I may have missed along the way, can I request that it's time to cover dads with swords? I think about this video probably once every 6 months, usually after a few beverages, and when you reach that level of tipsy, your brain starts searching for the nonsense that makes you giggle. I think this is right up the Luke and Peter family street. Dom." And it's a video of dads with swords to the tune of Girls on Film by the great Duran Duran about a load of middle-aged men throwing swords around in like an infomercial style. It's very, very odd.
Jesus Christ.
They cut different pits. They cut pigs up. They cut leather. They're just swinging swords around and saying, buy a sword for like $200. It's mad. I don't think that Dom knows that you did that video.
He must do. Shoot. That's why he's writing into this, surely. No?
But he doesn't say that in the email.
Right,
he just says, "I think you guys will like it." We do like it because Pete did it. Pete invented it.
I've just looked on the on the YouTube, 100,000 views.
That's the most successful video you've ever done.
Yeah,
is it?
Well, it took 11 years. Don't worry about it.
We'll share it in the social media.
100,000 views. That's accounts. Wild. Didn't put the ads on.
Imagine that. You'd be imagine if you just checked your bank account one day.
Yeah.
And that sweet ad revenue dropped in.
Yeah, I think you'd get about 100 quid.
I'm surprised it hasn't been taken down because it's to the tune of Girls on Film.
Certainly is, yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Why would the YouTube algorithm not have scraped it?
I don't really know. It's so sort of spotty and bitty. I never understand. And it's very much like we have a running battle on the rest of my YouTube where we'll put something up. And then 2 days later, WWE will notice that it's up. And then they'll go, well, you need to take that down. And then we'll copy and paste the legal argument that it's fair use, et cetera, et cetera. And they go, oh, okay. And they do it to every video we put in. Every video we put up.
And it stays up.
And it stays up, only because Michael Banyabat is very good at arguing the toss. But it's I don't know why they've got an intern.
Can you get money from it then?
I think we could do, yeah. Again, it's fair use. We're just kind of looking at something exists sort of thing. I mean, they more get upset because our video that we just done yesterday is the one where Rowdy Roddy Piper blacked himself up and the WWE kind of don't want to see that, to be honest. Yeah. So
they've tried to wash their reputation.
They've tried to wash their hands of that, to be honest. Yeah. So, yeah.
Did they not do a storyline once where one of them got a brain tumour and it made him really unpatriotic? That kind of rings a bell.
That sounds
might
about
have been
right,
Hacksaw.
Yeah. So he got a brain tumor. I mean, he's always had, like, he's had numerous bouts of cancer. So that's almost
he's still knocking about. Life right?
We met him at he just rang the bell for the all clear for the second or third time.
Bloody hell!
Lovely old man,
big old
beautiful
hands.
massive mitts.
Before we go, finally for now, let's finish off with this email from Ben, who says, "Dear Luke and Pete, I've attached a picture of my recently tidied wire drawer. I was asked by my lovely wife to sort it out prior to moving house next month. The wires and stuff on the left got binned, and the other wires I couldn't bear to part with. They are the wires that I love, so they stayed neatly coiled and never to be used for at least another 4 years. P.S. These are just the wires she knows of. Cheers, Ben. Soon not to be in Cambridge. Picture there, Pete. Can you see it? Do you want to have a look at what he's done there? It does look like a pretty good job.
I actually made it bigger because I wanted to get a good look at his wires.
Chucking away a kind of wireless internet router there.
Yeah, I mean, that's an old Virgin box, or maybe I can't remember, or BT maybe.
Chucking out a Roku remote as well, by the look of it.
Roku remote and a Now TV box. A lot of coaxial cable kicking around. You've got a dual coaxial signal booster there. You've got a rechargeable battery charge. You've got a couple of wireless charging batteries there. Is that the aerial? It looks like a little aerial.
That's the stuff he's keeping.
That's the stuff he's
keeping. On the right, he's chucking away stuff. He's put stuff in the drawer that he's chucking away. Doesn't make any sense. But that includes some old Energizer batteries and what looks like some curtain hooks.
Yeah, fair. Or I think they're the ones that you nail into the wall for to hang a light painting, I think.
There we go.
Good stuff.
To see. Listen, it's the everyday flotsam and jetsam of life that we like to hear about from our listeners. So
get it in
a
landfill! Shove your e-waste in the floor!
There we go.
For generations to come.
There we go.
Exactly. Poison the well!
Peter,
what?
Don't salt the earth. Not on this show. We will be back, of course, on Thursday for more of this stuff. For more of this mountains of terrible stuff, as the northern boys would say.
If you send that to me so constantly.
For those who want to look inside the curtain, I take great pleasure in messaging Pete so he sees a WhatsApp notification from me and goes, "Oh, I wonder what that is. Maybe it's work-related. I better look at it." And it's just a screenshot of that bloke from the Northern Boys going, "Shoveling mountains of terrible stuff."
Terrible stuff.
And now you don't really even reply. You just kind of let it go.
I just know it's coming. It's fine.
Yeah. And also, my meme game these days is quite a lot better than yours, isn't it?
I mean, all we both do is send each other pictures of Trash Can Paul's Instagram profile, where he finds the best ones.
And Shithead Steve.
Shared Steve, not seen him. No, yeah. I follow a few that get a bit sexy sometimes. I found this girl's OnlyFans. I'm on the train.
Yeah, I
didn't need that.
I don't like it when they do that, and I don't like it when they try and sell you a product. Don't they?
What?
So they'll go,
I have this T-shirt. Yeah, I have this Christmas jumper.
Yeah.
Are we still doing Christmas jumpers? It's cost of living crisis. You just don't wear.
No,
a Christmas
jumper. You should do one. So you don't have to put the heating on.
That's true. That's true. Actually, yeah, fine.
Do a jumper.
Do a
Save
jumper.
Some money. Cool. All right, Peter, take us out of here.
Bye, everyone. We'll be back on Thursday for battery brands and stuff.
Why did you say like you'd never done an outro to a show before? Bye, everyone.
I need a poo.
You sound like Garth when Wayne doesn't come back after the ad break in Wayne's World.
It's exactly my vibe.
Yeah.
Exactly my vibe.
Hello at Luke and Pete
Show. Miss me if I was dead, though.
Hello at lukeandpete.com. At Luke and Pete Show is the social media. Thank you for sticking with us. Leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your pods. You have actually been doing that. And I do actually want to end by saying that I was actually very surprised and touched when I saw on Spotify the average rating for the Luke and Pete Show went up recently.
Good.
A 0.1 of a percentage point.
Lovely.
Which I think is something to be celebrated, isn't it, Peter?
I think so, yes.
I'll tell you what it is now. I'm just going to get it up. It is right up there now. 4.9. 4.9.
He went back and edited this in.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.